Welcome to Dental Tech Talks. Today we're joined by Javi Diaz, founder and chief marketing officer at both Gumline Dental Marketing and Haydonto AI. Javi brings a unique perspective to dental technology. Having transitioned from the veterinary space, where she served as senior vice president of technology at Whisker Cloud and later at Pet Desk following an acquisition, her background combines technical expertise in web development, SEO, and analytics with strategic marketing leadership. This blend of skills has positioned her to lead innovation at the intersection of dental marketing and artificial intelligence. Welcome to Dental Tech Talks, Javi. Really nice to have you.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here and talk about how marketing AI are changing the game in dental industry. There's a lot happening in the space right now, so I'm looking forward to diving into it.
Amazing. Well, then let's just dive right into it. Given your background, obviously it includes significant, you know, leadership roles in the veterinary technology space before founding dental-focused companies. What prompted this transition? What made you go from the vet space to dental? Because that's a bit of a, I mean, they're relatively similar, but that is a bit of a jump.
Yeah. When I was leading tech and SEO at Whisker Cloud, I noticed that a lot of the challenges we solved for veterinary practices, like improving on appointment booking and using targeted SEO to attract local patients, some of the common things that we saw in the vet space, we also see them now in the dental space. I realized that there was an opportunity to take some of those solutions and adapt them to the dental industry, specifically with AI-driven tools that can make scheduling and patient follow-ups more efficient.
And is that some of what Gumline Marketing does, right?
Yes, that's what we do now. And so it's really helped me bring that experience over to be able to, you know, hit the ground running and be able to help dental practices.
That's incredible. It's nice that it was an easy transition for you. And also, how has your experience with Whisker Cloud's acquisition informed your approach to building Gumline Marketing and Haydonto AI?
Yeah, the acquisition really reinforced the importance of having clear, measurable results. For example, showing how we can streamline the website build process without sacrificing quality was one of the major parts into going to the acquisition. With Gumline and Haydonto, I focus on building tools that not only simplify marketing for practices, but also show real outcomes like more booked appointments and better patient retention.
And when you say measuring the number of websites that you were pushing out, how many were you doing a month, more or less, at the time?
Quite a bit. I would say anyone from 70 to 75 per month.
Oh, wow.
On the low range.
Wow. So you must have had a pretty big team working under you to be able to deliver that.
Absolutely. But we definitely made sure that we could scale. So put a lot of processes in place and things to be able to grow without, you know, bringing more additional help.
And a bit related to my first question, but what lessons from scaling veterinary websites can dental practices apply to their online presence? Do you see a lot of similarities there?
Absolutely. One lesson is the importance of keeping things simple for visitors. In the veterinary marketing space, adding clear calls to action like book now, request an appointment, right on the homepage help convert more visitors into clients. Dental practices can do the same by making the most value actions obvious and easy on the website for potential patients.
What are the biggest missed opportunities you see in dental marketing today?
Let's see. I would say one of the biggest missed opportunities is not taking advantage of Google Business Profile. It's a free tool that lets practices manage how they appear in local search results on Google Maps. And it's simple things like posting regular updates, managing reviews, putting in all the service details that will help you stand out. So again, it's a free tool, and I feel like that's a big missed opportunity.
Absolutely. And it's very easy to implement. You just sign up on Google Business for the listeners out there. You validate your address, I believe, correct, right? They send you like a code. You confirm that, and now you're up, and you're on Google in Google searches, right?
Yeah. So now they're requiring you to record a video that you're at the practice or at the business location just to prove that you're there. But otherwise, it's pretty easy, straightforward, and I think a lot of practices could benefit from that.
This is a bit of a curveball, but how has marketing evolved since the pandemic? Did you see some major shifts in terms of consumer behavior as well as how businesses are approaching marketing and professionals alike?
Absolutely. The pandemic pushed practices to bring more digital features to the practice. So for example, more patients started expecting options like online scheduling, digital forms, and virtual consultations. Practices that quickly adopted these features not only kept their schedules full, but also gained a lot of new patients who appreciate the convenience of handling everything online, anything from booking to filling out forms before their visit.
Fascinating. And you spoke about tracking, you know, the speed at which you're deploying websites. What metrics do you usually focus on, or do you recommend for practices to track to evaluate their marketing effectiveness?
Yeah, one of the most important metrics in this phase that I think is important to track is how many website visitors are actually booking an appointment. So one example, I talked to a practice today. They're ranking at the top of Google. They're getting a lot of visitors, but they're not getting appointments. And one of the things is that we discovered that their appointment button was not working. And so you may be getting that traffic, but you're not really converting those visitors into patients.
And usually from your experience, is it more of a technical issue? Like in this case, it was just a button that wasn't directing the potential clients to book the appointment, or is it more the value proposition?
It's typically the placement of the call to action. So in this case, it was hard to find. And then also it was a technical issue to where I clicked and the pop-up opened halfway through the page. So it required you to scroll down. And a lot of the cases, if you're scrolling on your phone, you'll miss this and then you'll click back and go to the next practice. So that's a huge missed opportunity.
That makes sense. And my next question is really always fascinated me because it's a very delicate balance. But how do you balance brand building with direct response marketing for dental practices or in marketing in general, right? Because part of the new era that we live in, you want to be a top of mind. You want to be relevant. Also, people seem to be less responsive to pushy marketing, right? They want to see the value first. And kind of understand what the product or the service is, then they kind of engage with the brand. But how do you balance that? Like, do you have a specific SOP that you kind of go by or general rule of thumb? I'm really curious about that.
Yeah, I think general rule of thumb is to blend educational content with clear action. So, for example, sharing tips about Invisalign or dental implants can build trust. And then following up with a simple schedule-free consultation makes patients take the next step without feeling like they're being sold to.
And do you feel like that works pretty well in your experience?
Yes, because I've noticed just based on the engagement rates, when we put content that is educational without, you know, being straight away to sell something, we see that there's more likes and shares with that approach.
And as far as real life marketing, as we all know, conferences are a huge factor in scaling any business and being around business professionals or potential clients alike in order to get the company out there more. What role does conference presence play in modern dental marketing strategy, in your opinion?
I would say, are you talking about like a practice going there?
Like let's say for both, like for a practice to, or more for like a service provider, I guess, like, how important is it to be at these trade shows? Obviously, there are a lot of work. They're a bit of a cash drain as well. It takes a lot of resources to be at trade shows, you know, setting up a booth, flying the team out. Do you feel like that's a really important marketing strategy to establish some brand presence and potentially grow the business in terms of marketing?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just from my overall general experience in both industries, getting that face-to-face time, interacting with individuals makes a huge difference because then you follow up after the conference, you can schedule an appointment and they know that they interacted with you. They know what to expect. And I feel like it really makes that connection versus, you know, you sending an email or doing cold outreach, just the face-to-face time really makes a difference.
And we should have probably started with this, but I'm really curious, what drew you into marketing in the first place, right? Like, can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you ended up with Whisker Cloud and what made you choose marketing as a field? Because you're obviously really good at it. I've got the honor and pleasure to work with you for the last year. You're definitely very experienced. You know what you're doing. And I'm just curious if it was more of a passion-driven decision to jump into marketing or you just kind of fell on your lap and you ran with it and figured out you're really good at it.
Yeah, so I originally started in web development. So I've been doing that since I was Geez, I won't mention, but if anyone here knows what GeoCities is, that's where I first started. I was early teenager and started building my own websites and, you know, really felt connected to building these sites to be able to communicate people's brands and, you know, get their message across. And then naturally, the two go hand in hand. And when I was doing my college degree, I originally wanted to get into marketing, but I felt that, you know, the more the techie side of things was my forte. And as I went on through my career, I went back to the marketing piece of it. And it, I just feel like I have that good balance of technology and the creative side.
Which is pretty rare to find that you have both, and you're naturally gifted at both of them. On that same note, as someone that's bilingual, I know you speak Spanish as well. Do you feel like that influenced your approach in creating inclusive marketing strategies for businesses? Do you kind of lean into that more overall?
Absolutely. I definitely feel that, you know, a lot of the practices that I work with do serve both audiences. And so in creating landing pages that are for Spanish speaking only, I'm able to provide, you know, more insight versus, you know, doing the typical translation of the English version to the Spanish. Yeah, the wording, I can really put in, you know, wording that would resonate with that community.
Yeah, there's definitely a cultural aspect to languages, right? Just translating words verbatim doesn't mean they can convey what one sentence means in one language. If you just translate it, it doesn't mean you're conveying that point exactly the right way, if that makes sense. Like, it doesn't convey the emotions behind it. So I totally get what you mean.
Absolutely.
How specifically is Gumline transforming dental marketing and operations currently? I know you've been working on it for about a year now. I know you've made a lot of progress. And just curious, how is it transforming dental practices?
Yeah, so we've been doing a lot of different things, just going beyond the web design portion and SEO. We're currently working on integrating forms with the practice management system. And so what that's doing is, rather than, you know, the patient fills out the form online, goes through a PDF, and then the back office still needs to manually input it, integrating it so that they can receive the forms on their phone, in their email, or on the website and pre-fill those in advance. That way you can avoid the typical, hey, come in 15 minutes early. And then that ensures that the information goes directly into the practice management system and that there's no, you know, middle of getting that information typed. So it does save a lot of time, not only for the patient, but for the practice. So really helps with streamlining that operation of it.
And I think not only just I, but I'm pretty sure all the listeners would agree that, you know, everyone hates showing up to a dentist or to a doctor's appointment. And then you have to fill out the form and give me the pen, paper. You have to sit down, write it on your lap, give it back to them. And then you wait to see your doctor or dentist in this case. So that's incredible. As you know, as everyone knows, I'm a big fan of AI. I'm very fascinated. I'm bullish on AI overall. Are you using any AI applications currently in your Gumline workflow? And what are some AI applications that have shown the most immediate ROI for dental practices?
Yeah, so I'm really excited about AI tools that can record calls, analyze sentiment, and identify whether the caller was a new patient or an existing one. So, for example, let's say we're running Google Ads and we want to know, are the ads coming from organic Google My Business profile or Google Ads? We can have a unique phone number so that it'll track different sources. And really being able to track call sources and understand the intent behind them gives practices powerful insights into what's working in their marketing and what needs improvement. It's a major game changer for optimizing.
Is that powered by AI?
It is. So it is a tool that is commonly used in the Google Ad space, which now integrates AI. Yes.
On the AI topic, what emerging technologies are you most excited about for dental marketing?
I would say, I think, you know, just being able to analyze data. So right now we have anything from Google Analytics and we have large amounts of data, but being able to understand why these things are happening. We can leverage AI tools to break down that information for us and, you know, make it easier to make changes to the website or to our overall marketing strategy.
Interesting. And on that same vein, how might AI reshape the dental marketing landscape, in your opinion, in the next 2 to 3 years? I know it's hard to kind of estimate with AI because things are moving so fast. It's really lightning speed. But just curious about what your thoughts are there.
I would say, you know, I'm thinking of even with tools where you can leverage the ability to communicate with the practice management systems and using tools like Go High Level to where we can create campaigns based off of patients that have not been to the practice. So we can create dedicated campaigns to target those specific individuals. And in return, we can reactivate them. So I think that's a very valuable tool for a practice because a lot of the time it may not be that they're no longer a patient. They just need a little nudge to, you know, get them back into the office.
Yeah, or just remind them to come back in, right? Sometimes mm-hmm. people get caught up in their day-to-day lives and just kind of forget about their teeth. So that sounds like a very handy tool.
Absolutely.
On the marketing side, what's one marketing tactic every dental practice should implement immediately, in your opinion?
I would say, and briefly mentioned this before, is updating their Google Business profile regularly with posts, reviews. This significantly improves local visibility and trust. If you go online, the first results that you see are from Google My Business. So that all depends on your reviews, also how long you've been in business. And so I would highly suggest to focus on that immediately.
Yeah, and it's a very simple thing to implement, right?
Absolutely. And it's free. So,
yeah, exactly. And as long as you have a business and you can actually get on a FaceTime, which everyone should be able to do that, right? And what's the most overrated dental marketing strategy?
I would say is relying too much on traditional mailers without tracking whether you're actually bringing in a new patient. So a lot of effort goes into that, the design portion of it, mailer portion of it. I know there's services for this, but It makes it really hard for you to track the actual success. So I would say that that's one of the biggest things.
Is there a way to track that success with mailers? Like, can you put like a maybe a unique identifier code with like a QR code so you're able to track every piece? But that's so many pieces of mail. I guess that would be a nightmare.
Yeah, you could do that. You could put codes. You could potentially put QR codes. But that would add additional steps for the practice. And it's not a more automated tracking process than it would to be digitally.
Interesting. And what's the best way to measure dental website effectiveness? I know you're big on tracking. How do you track if your website is good? Is it conversion rate? Is it booking appointments? Or that will be conversion rate. Just visiting, you know, how many visitors is the website getting per month? Or how do you track that?
Yeah, I would say looking at how many visitors actually end up booking appointments. So again, with that example I gave, even though they're number one, they're bringing high volume of visitors to the site, it's ultimately the number of appointments that they book is what we look at.
And what is the most surprising insight from dental conferences you've attended so far?
I would say how many practices still rely on paper forms and manual processes, despite the ability of digital solutions that could save so much more time and reduce errors.
And I feel like that's a common thread with a lot of people that I've spoken to or we've had on the podcast that are in the dental space, is that the dental industry is like relatively archaic and it's a bit slower moving in terms of technology adoption, right? Do you see that as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, it seems like we have a lot of access to these tools, but not everyone has the time to implement them. And so that's why where organization like ours come in to be able to simplify that for them.
And complete the sentence for me, Javi. The future of dental marketing is, and you can't say gumline marketing, because we know it is, but just in this case, let's pick something else.
I would say, let's describe gumline marketing. I would say personalized and AI driven.
Amazing. Which is gumline marketing, right?
Yes.
Like when you say AI driven, can you walk us through, like you said, let's describe gumline marketing. How do you guys operate? How are you leveraging AI? And what are some of the tools that differentiate you from the competition?
Absolutely. I would say, as far as AI goes, again, with the call tracking systems, utilizing AI to measure that sentiment based on the call recordings, also using AI to find those keywords by analyzing data and making informed decisions of what we need to include on the website, what's actually being searched for. So a lot of those tools really help us to make informed decisions, to move quickly, to adapt them versus, you know, doing the traditional data analyzing.
And more on a, to more like a, an advice that you can give, right? So having experienced both agency growth and you've gone through a pretty sizable acquisition, right? What advice would you give dental entrepreneurs building technology solutions in this space?
I would say, you know, really focus and dedicate time to really believing in your solution. In my previous company, we took very good pride of making sure that the websites look great, not only look great, but they were functional. And so that's one of the things, just having pride in what you're doing really will, you know, give you high returns.
Yeah. And I believe when you have pride in what you're doing, that automatically leads to really believing in what you're doing. Right. And as an entrepreneur, I know the pain, there's a lot of doubt that kind of creeps in, throughout the entrepreneurial journey. And I believe having a good product and believing in the product kind of gives you a North Star to follow as you're building the product or the business, you know?
Yeah. And I would say, you know, even though you want to see returns faster, never sacrifice the quality of the work that you're providing.
I absolutely agree with you on that. Couldn't agree more. How has your technical background in web development and analytics shaped your marketing approach differently than traditional marketers, right? Because I feel like having the experience of building websites and then also doing the marketing on the other side gives you a little bit of an edge, right?
Definitely. It definitely helps to connect all the pieces. So, for example, let's say an ads agency typically puts the ads together, gets them out there, and then hope that they convert on the website. And then as a web developer, you build a website so that it converts, strategically placing the call to actions where they need to go. So if you combine all of those things together, you can build what you need to fulfill, you know, a specific goal, whether it's ads or, you know, just the general goal of bringing people back to your website.
And what marketing trends from outside the dental industry do you feel like dental practices should be paid attention to?
That's a good question. Let me ponder.
Yeah, it's okay. Take your time. No, it's okay.
I would say, you know, even adapting things that you typically wouldn't. For example, I haven't seen a lot of practices advertising on TikTok, but there's a high number of people utilizing it to present their products, creating videos and that sort of thing. So just thinking outside the box into social media platforms that you typically would not. I would suggest that would be another tool.
That's a very good advice, actually, especially when you consider, I believe there is like 1.2 billion Gen Zers coming up. And let me look it up. So let me fact check myself. Any Gen out there? Yeah, there's actually, I lied. There are 2.47 billion Gen Zers. Yeah, that's a massive number of, that's a big generation that's coming up. And this is about 32% of the world's population. And they're all on TikTok. So I agree that TikTok would be a good way to get the word out there for your business. To all listeners out there.
Definitely, that's the way to go.
And this is more on a personal note, but I see that you're active with Not One More Vet. I'm not very familiar. But I understand it's about mental health. How has your work with veterinary mental health informed your perspective on wellness, perhaps in the dental profession? Do you see a correlation there?
Absolutely. I think anything that has to do with dealing with someone's health, whether it's, you know, oral health or just health in general, can be high stress. There are a lot of emergencies that come in and that could create a lot of high stress environment for the practices, regardless of the industry. And so this organization is very special because, you know, they focus on reaching out to practices. So I'll give you one example of the work.
Please.
So my goal is to find local practices and bring kind of like a gift kit or gift basket of what I think people at the practice would enjoy. And it's unexpected. I come in and then it just makes their day. So it doesn't seem like it's a big thing, but it does change. You know, if they're having a bad day, someone shows up with a gift basket. I think that's very special. And so, yeah.
You know, I think that's like extremely special, actually, especially when you're not expecting it, right? If someone just knocked on my door with just a Snickers bar, I'd get really excited about it. Not that I'm a fan of Snickers, but someone thought about me and actually took the time out of their day to bring me a little gift. So that's amazing work that you guys are doing. And yeah, keep on doing the good work.
Yeah, definitely. And it gives you the perspective also, you know, to just be a better person. If you go to a dental practice, just know that there's a lot going on in the background. And just be patient. If they're not seeing you at the time that they said they would see you, just, you know, try to hang around and just understand that things do happen.
Yeah. And we're all people at the end of the day, right? Everyone has their own days and bad days, and we never know. I really try to approach life that way when I interact with people, is you really never know what's going on the other side. What kind of stressors, even outside of work, or what kind of pressures are being applied, or, you know, who knows what's going on in someone's life. So to all the listeners out there, please be more patient with your dentist and the dental staff as well.
Absolutely.
Well, Javi, it's been a pleasure having you. Learned so much on the marketing side. How do people find you? If people want to reach out to Gumline, or any dentists out there want to utilize your services, how do they find you? Where do we find you? Are you going to any conference coming up here?
Yeah, so I am actually going this later this month to the Hinman Dental meeting. So that's in Atlanta from the 20th to the 22nd. So Gumline will be there. Other ways to find me, you know, on LinkedIn, I'm all over the place there, and any of our websites.
And so, how do people look you up on LinkedIn? What's your
Javi Diaz? Yeah, so they can look me up under Javi Diaz, and always happy to connect. Just say hello, or, you know, catch up on a call. Would love to do that.
It's been a pleasure having you, Javi, and look forward to having you on the podcast again.
Thank you. Likewise.